Members of Louisiana's music industry are joining forces with the National Independent Talent Organization, known as NITO. They are appealing to Congress for financial relief in the form of a bill known as the Restart Act, a new loan program. The COVID pandemic has shuttered the industry, leaving the future of live music across the country uncertain. Local NITO spokeswoman Amy Spieschak joins us now by phone. Hello, Amy.
Hello.
Our local music scene has been severely impacted by the COVID pandemic. How are musicians appealing to Congress to save the state's music economy?
I got a call a couple of months ago from some colleagues who were starting this organization called NITO, the National Independent Talent Organization. They said, we have to get together. We all across the country have to be a part of something solid and get informed and be aware of what's going on the Hill and fight for ourselves. And we were all in all these talks on tons of Zoom calls and conference calls and trying to organize and see if we could hire a lobbyist and be heard. And essentially, one of the talks was about how important the Restart Act is. And it's a bipartisan bill, but there's a lot more Democrats on it than Republicans. And they all were like, who do we know that lives in states that have Republican senators? And I raised my hand and said, I do. I live in Louisiana. So essentially, I started a smaller group here in Louisiana with the Preservation Hall guys, Mike Martinovich and Greg Lucas, with Reed Witt from the Grammys. And we just got together and started having brainstorms of how we could get basically the senator's attention. None of us are in politics whatsoever, but we know media and we know a lot of musicians. So essentially what we went forth to do, and then had a lot of other help from media organizations such as myself, is to spread the word about this Restart Act that is really meant to help us and keep all the clubs and all the agents and all the managers that are independently owned, not owned by Live Nation, not owned by AEG, alive in the coming year. And the talk is definitely that we're in this for at least another year, and I think that's scary to a lot of business owners in the greater Louisiana area and the country.
So you're saying that clubs will probably be closed for another year?
That's what they're saying. I know just from the manager side, I'm not booking any of my artists until next summer. I don't have any shows scheduled or on hold. It's not looking great. And I think that, you know, Tipitina's, Howlin' Wolf, Prez Hall, they all went into it optimistically, you know, hoping that the PPP would cover them for a while and be back on our feet by Christmas, but obviously that's not happening.
PPP, that's the Paycheck Protection Plan. How does Restart differ from that?
Essentially, it allows a lot more flexibility and a lot of places that haven't even opened their doors, that don't even have their employees back. We give them a longer term to get everybody back and running. And I think without it, if clubs aren't opening till next summer with patrons and fans playing and all that going on, I don't know how they're going to open at all.
Now, how are the musicians appealing to Congress? What did they do?
We had them all do virtual postcards on their phone, which we knew would be really easy. Obviously, everyone wanted to do something much louder and brighter, like a second line, which we can't. So we just had everyone at their house do a quick video message to Kennedy and Cassidy and say, hey, I am so-and-so. I'm a part of the Louisiana music community, and I'm asking you to support the Restart Act. And we strung them all together. And when you watch it, it's really effective. It's Dee Dee Bridgewater and it's John Boutte and all the Prez Hall guys, all the Galactic guys. It's really a fun piece, first of all, to see everybody. And then secondly, to hear them all explain why the Restart Act affects them and affects their teams around them and the clubs that they like to play. You know, Kennedy and Cassidy have seen it. We're hoping that it meant something to them. But then we decided to go a little wider with that and turn to the press. And so we've gotten pieces on the nightly news. We're just trying to make everyone aware that in our little independent music community, we're really fighting to be there when things are better.
Are we seeing some venues shuttered permanently?
I think that's the real fear. If this goes on too long, these things will be permanently closed. And that's an amazing thing to think about, especially with regard to New Orleans. It's the lifeblood. And to drive by things shuttered, you know, indefinitely would be really sad. I'm like everyone else, trying to get through this year, and hopefully I can keep my two employees going into the new year. It remains to be seen. I mean, I think the timeline is a lot longer than people had hoped, although I think if you were listening to the scientists and paying attention, it did sound like it was going to be at least a year, and that's just a long time for all of us. And I think when you look at the Restart Act, it not only helps venues, which are also fighting for Save Our Stages, which is something that Amy Klobuchar has brought to the Hill. This actually also affects managers and agents and everyone who is part of the ecosystem. And one fact that I'd love to share with everybody is our little group of about 300 put on 40,000 shows last year, 40,000. So if we all go away, a lot of music not happening, and that's pretty devastating.
How can people get involved if they'd like to help?
I'd say write to Kennedy and Cassidy. There's a lot of very easy ways to do it. If you go to the Grammy.org site, you plug in your zip code, and it'll send letters to them pretty automatically. And, of course, you know, I think a big thing is voting. Everyone should check their voter registration, make sure their address is correct, and make sure there's nothing that can stand in the way of them being heard with their vote.
Amy Spieshock, local spokeswoman with the National Independent Talent Organization. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
You can find out more about the Restart Act and NITO, the National Independent Talent Organization, online at NITO, NITO, live.org. This is New Orleans Public Radio.